Dana, D-A-N-A, Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, 12762. Said from Clint, my anxiety is getting worse. Number one, history of increased cholesterol. Number three, I can't take Crestor. Number four, strong family history of stroke. Number five, follow-up of thyroid cyst. Number six, abdominal pain off and on, despite not having a gallbladder. Number seven, under a lot of stress because of husband's illness. Number eight, I did have thyroid cysts last time that I was supposed to come back, but I never did. Next number, some nausea. Next number, leg swelling at the end of the day. Our patient is a 59-year-old woman who is very active. She works for The Spot, T-H-E-S-P-O-T in big letters, which is a airport shuttle service and a parking, long-term parking company. She does a lot of driving during the day, but she also does a lot of walking, she says. It's been up, going up and down. It's 171. She quit smoking at one time when her husband was diagnosed with coronary artery disease and had a bypass. But since then, she's started smoking again, which she's not very proud of. Has had some issues with tiredness and cough from time to time. Review of system as above. See history of complaints. Surgery, gallbladder surgery, allergy, aspirin, morphine, most pain medication, social, she smokes. As I mentioned, she quit smoking at one time. She doesn't drink regularly. Last period, 1992, related to a hysterectomy. So under surgery, put down total hysterectomy. Medical problems, cough, chronic related to asthma, thyroid cysts, diabetes, anxiety, depression. Family history. Mom died of diabetes, congestive heart failure, stroke. Dad died of stroke, renal, and mental illness. Immunization, COVID immunization, times one with J&J vaccine. She weighs 97 pounds, 98.1, 16, 80, 115 over 93, slightly elevated. Heart positive, home positive to lungs, clear abdomen, soft. TMs are clear skin shows on eye show, mucosal retinal lesion, neurological non-focal. Number one, your analysis today is negative. Number two, blood work pending. Number three, anxiety not responding to Zoloft. Number four, we talked about increasing Zoloft and or increasing her, changing to Wellbutrin, 150 BID. Patient agrees to the Wellbutrin because she wants to use that to quit smoking as well. Next number, come back in 10 days. Next number, watch out for suicidal thoughts or ideations. Next number, if cholesterol is elevated, we need to recheck that. Next number, we need to treat that even though she can't take statin. Next number, we looked at her thyroid cysts compared to 2019, improved. Next number, blood pressure is elevated. She doesn't want to take any blood pressure medicine. I told her she needs to start an exercise program and lose some weight and stop smoking. Or she will need to be on blood pressure medication. Next number, she wants to do exactly that and check her blood pressure and get back with us. Her blood pressure in 2021 was within normal limits. Next number, family history of stroke. We did look at her carotid. There's definitely carotid stenosis present, 20 to 25%, which is definitely worse than last visit. We talked about causes of that at length today. Next number, no evidence of cough, congestion, or shortness of breath at this time. Next number, vertigo off and on related to her work and her positional changes. I don't believe it's related to her carotid. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits at this time. Next number is mild PVD noted. Next number, check thyroid in face of off and on leg swelling. Next number, reevaluate in 2 weeks. Next number, maintenance exam. Put that in there. Mammogram 2 years ago, colonoscopy a few years ago, but both within normal limits. Next number, reevaluate in 2 weeks. Thank you. Oh, next number, because of her work, she does have lots of spasm at night. Flexeril 5 milligram was given to take only at bedtime, no driving with Flexeril. Thank you.